रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 3 रामा एंड विराधा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. मीनवाइल द राक्षसा रोड एट देम अगेन. गिव मी सम न्यूज ऑफ योरसेल्व्स. हु आर यू? व्हिदर आर यू बाउंड? And to him of flaming face, Rama replied all sweetly, We are the sons of Dasharatha, the emperor, and have his orders to dwell here. Kshatriyas by birth, our feet stray not from the path of Dharma, of our order. At present we live the life of hermits, but who are you that roam these lonely forests? Thereat the monster thundered forth, I am the son of Jaya and Shataradha. The Rakshasas all over the world call me Viradha. My heart temples found favor with Brahma and got me the boon of utter invulnerability from any weapon whatsoever. Leave this girl with me and seek to put miles between yourself and this place. You will buy your lives from me cheap at that. Begone ere my mood changes. Fire flashed from the eyes of Rama as he replied, Base thief, fire upon you! You but entreated and welcomed your death when your heart turned towards this lady, the noblest of her kind. Verily, you will have your reward, but I am sorry that you will be disappointed in your hope of surviving this meeting. Nay, flee not, stay and face the music. He strung his bow and shot at him many a shaft, keen and terrible. Of matchless might and speed, like unto Garuda, the lord of birds, and Vayu, the lord of air, they were adorned with golden bands and peacock feathers. They pierced him deep and fell around, smeared with his blood, consuming the grass and shrubs thereabout. The giant seemed to be so stricken, he let Sita down and ran at the princess in senseless fury with his huge trident raised aloft. More like Yama, the god of death, as he rushes on with open mouth to swallow the entire creation on the last day, looked Viradha as with a deafening roar he ran at them with his uncouth weapon that towered above him like Indra-dhwaja. Now that Sita was not there upon him, the princess had a free hand to pour at him a steady shower of arrows. He but laughed like thunder and stretched his limbs as if he was coming out of a long and refreshing slumber. And lo, the darts dropped down from his body, every one of them. Then the Rakshasa drew his vital airs into his heart, thanks to the boon of Brahma, and sprang at them with his trident. Two arrows did Rama dispatch to meet it as it flamed aloft in his hands and it dropped to the earth in two, like a huge peak of Meru broken by the Vajra of Indra. At once their swords flashed from the sheaths like black cobras as they sprang upon him. He essayed to catch them alive and bear them away as captives. Verily, it was a sight to behold the huge monster striving with might and main to move the young and the delicate-limbed princess. Rama caught at his meaning and said to his brother, Let be, he does well to carry us away, it but saves us a long trudge. Viradha put forth all his strength, lifted them aloft on his mighty shoulders, even as if they were the babes of a month, and dived into the forests, emitting fearful roars. Like the lords of day and night, hid behind the black curtain of rain-charged clouds, the princes were swallowed up in the dark woods where birds and beasts, strange and fierce, darted through the trees that pierced into the sky. Mangalam Koshle Draya Mahniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.